Welcome to our newsletter. This is Michael Stone, and let's get right to the information for this week. Our schedule for our one-hour online classes will be available soon. We are reviewing a lot of notes from you and comments that we have read on forums, on the internet, and compiling those items that we get the most questions about. We will do one more two-day class at the end of October this year. The dates will be Thursday and Friday, October 29th and 30th. Please join us. We'd love to have you as part of the group. Also, we are still hopeful that we will be cruising again this next January or February. If you would like to join us, please let us know. We will keep you posted on this cruise. Now, let's talk about this week's subject. Change work orders. I want to address change work orders, or CWOs, today, also known as additional work orders, because they cause problems for too many contractors. The problem isn't making the change, it's getting paid for the change. This is how a change work order goes bad. You're busy working on a job when your client says, "We want to put a new almond-colored, dual-glazed, vinyl sliding glass door in the west wall where the 6-foot window is now. Can you do that for us?" "No problem." You're just starting to frame that wall so it doesn't even upset the schedule. You know you should write a change work order because you've read Markup and Profit, a Contractor's Guide Revisited, but they've been great clients and you know they'll keep their word. If you take the time to estimate the change, write the change work order, and get it signed, you'll have to stop the job and either pay your crew for downtime or send them home. So, you make the change and keep on going. When you meet to collect your next payment, you include the change for the sliding glass door. They gasp and say, $3,011 for the door? We saw one at the big box store and it was only $5.95. That's outrageous! Now they start using a different tone of voice. "You know, we were warned that we're paying too much for this job, and this confirms it. We want to see all your invoices and your time cards, and we won't pay for this door, and we're not going to give you any more money until this is settled." Sound familiar? If you think this doesn't happen or won't ever happen to you, think again. The nicest people can change in a heartbeat when money is involved. It was an easy mistake to make. Your focus was on getting the job built. You wanted to stay on schedule, make the client happy, and move on to the next job. Paperwork took a back seat to the schedule. What should have happened? When your client asks for a change, remind them that the procedure for making a change is outlined in your contract, and you'll need to prepare a change work order for their signature. Explain that making a change at this time will delay the job, increasing the cost. If possible, give them a rough estimate of the price of the change, but be careful. You want to guess high on your estimate, not low. You don't want them surprised with a higher price when you quote the price for the change. If they agree, there are two ways you can proceed. Stop the job, estimate the cost, and write the change work order. Be sure to include the cost of stopping the job. Get it signed before proceeding. This is the best alternative. Second way is if you don't want to stop the job and you're confident of the cost of the change, write a change work order on the spot, get it signed, and proceed. This is risky, especially if you're guessing on items that should be quoted by a specialty or subcontractor. If you estimate low, you'll eat the difference. But it's better, of course, than proceeding without any signed agreement at all. So how do you price changes? Changes should be priced at no less than normal markup plus at least 10%. The smaller the change, the higher the markup. When you estimate the cost, don't forget to consider the cost of third-party involvement. Let's say the owner decides they don't like the 8-foot arch leading to the new family room. It's too small. They want it 10 to 12 feet wide. You know from experience that you will need an engineer's approval for that change, as well as being approved by the local building department. The cost estimate should include your time to assemble all the documentation, deal with engineering, run through the hoops for the permit, and any other costs that might occur. It doesn't need to be itemized, but those costs need to be included. Also, don't forget the cost delays with your subcontractors, extensions on leased or rented equipment, increased material cost, or employee downtime while you work on their change. Now, when should you get paid for your change work order? We talked about the payment schedule for change work orders in an earlier article. A link to that article is in the notes down below. Can you charge for change work orders? Charging a fee for any change work order is absolutely acceptable as long as it's covered in your contract. It's not uncommon to allow 1 to 3 changes for free, then charge $250, $350, or more, depending on the job, for each additional change. What should be included in a change work order? Every change work order should list 3 prices. It should list the previously agreed contract price. In other words, the price that you're working under going into the change. The price of this change or additional work, and the new adjusted total contract price where you either add or subtract the change work order price from the original contract price. By clearly listing previous price, the cost of the change, and the new total for the project, your client can't claim they didn't know what the charges would cost or they didn't realize how much the change impacted the final price. Every change work order also needs to list the impact on the job schedule. Whatever the change, you should extend the projected completion date. A rule of thumb is 2 to 1. For every day the job may extend, add 2 days to the projected completion date. Something may come up while making the change that will delay the job, and you might need that buffer. What if they balk or delay signing the change work order? You can refuse to make changes if the owner doesn't sign the change work order in a timely manner. Include language in your original contract as well as on the change work order that states changes will only be made by mutual agreement. If your client delays signing the change work order, caution them that you will need to stop the job. If you don't stop the job, the cost of the change will increase because work being done might need to be torn out to accomplish the change they want. In short, if they wait, it might cost them more money. You can also force this issue by adding 15 to 20% to the price of the change if it isn't signed in a reasonable time frame that allows you to keep the job humming along. Added expense tends to get attention. I think it's reasonable to expect a change work order to be signed within 24 hours of presentation. Does every change require a change work order? That's your call. However, if you make a small change at no charge today, the client may come back to you tomorrow with a larger change and expect the same price again. You can also be accused of changing the terms of the contract by not writing a change work order if there is a change. In my opinion, play it safe and write a change work order for everything, and there won't be any confusion. It's important to include language in your contract that addresses how you will handle any request for a change. This and more detailed language is included in our Fast Track Proposal Writer software. I'm not going to read the language here, but you can see it at the end of this article on our website. A link to this article is in the notes below. So, in summary, if you don't establish and follow a good procedure for change work orders and include language in each contract for change work orders, you will spend a lot of time and money on change work orders that cost you money. Make sure that any employees in charge of running jobs know how to handle a change work order. When you have all changes documented with a signed change work order, your business is protected and you'll sleep better at night. Don't make changes for free. Thanks again for watching, and may the profits be with you.